For Boston 2024 supporters, the Olympics dream is dead. For opponents of Boston's Olympics bid, it's a time for celebration. The U.S. Olympic Committee and the group Boston 2024 have ended the bid for the Summer Games because of a lack of public support. WBUR's Kurt Nickish reports on reaction to that decision.
At IBEW Local 103 on Dorchester Avenue, electrician Chris Fisher says he heard the news from his union rep.
It's really upsetting. You know, like, I really wish we could have pulled through and made Boston, you know, the new Olympics.
The new Olympics would have meant a new Olympic stadium just up the street with thousands of construction jobs. Dorchester Avenue was supposed to have become the new Olympic Boulevard. An athlete village nearby at Columbia Point would have added 4,000 housing units to a city with fast-rising rents. Fisher says pulling the Olympics is like pulling money from workers' pockets.
You know, it's taken away our work from Boston. Like, even though Boston is booming, it would have gave us more opportunity, you know, to keep the jobs flowing, you know, keep the middle class working, everything like that.
But around the corner, Jerome Howard says he's glad the USOC pulled the bid from Boston.
Boondoggle.
He says he does not trust Boston city officials to pull off a mega sporting event and keep it on budget.
If they learn how to manage things around here, then maybe we can go for some. But until then, everything they seem to do throws us further and further into the hole.
Politicians tried to put a good face on what other cities would consider a snub.
I still think we got a lot of really terrific product that we'll be able to use coming out of the process.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says the ideas that came out of Boston 2024's planning effort under Chairman Steve Pagliuca, ideas for developing new neighborhoods and transportation infrastructure, those ideas, he says, can be salvaged.
It was a real tribute that Boston was selected in the first place. A lot of the work that was done by, especially by Steve and the team at 2024 around how to think about development in the city will be enormously helpful to us going forward.
But Boston won't be able to use Olympics money from ticket sales and TV rights to pay for those projects. Boston 2024 had argued that the Games and the $1.5 billion in payments from the International Olympic Committee would catalyze improvements to the city and public transit that would otherwise never happen. But the well-funded private supporters at Boston 2024 were defeated by an all-volunteer opposition group on a shoestring budget.
It's certainly a good feeling. What's next is we're going to the Beantown Pub.
That's Chris Dempsey with the group No Boston Olympics.
Boston has a very bright future. We have a lot to be proud of, and we're going to have the best possible outcomes by doing that on our own terms, not on the terms of the International Olympic Committee.
Over the past months, Dempsey's group built opposition by pointing to the $50 billion price tag of the Sochi Winter Games, by pointing to unused venues in Athens, Greece, and by painting the International Olympic Committee as elitist.
The IOC really makes it difficult for cities. It's hard for us to see why cities should be taking on all of the risk for Olympic Games.
Last year, the IOC unveiled reforms to make host city bids more sustainable and affordable. Andrew Zimbalist, sports economist at Smith College, says the idea was to encourage more cities to step forward.
The event in Boston, that the USOC is not backing Boston, that's a black eye. It's going to hurt them a little bit, but it doesn't mean that they can't rise up again.
Boston has rejected the chance to show itself off to the world, but Zimbalist says other cities may well come to a different decision. Los Angeles is interested in taking Boston's place, and Toronto is now thinking about jumping into the race, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickish.